You're listening to The American Journal with Rex Jones and Tim Tompkins. Watch it live right now at band.video.
April 6th, 2026. I am Rex Jones, joined by Tim Tompkins, here to ring in your morning. We've got a phenomenal selection for you. We've got a deep dive, we've got news and current events, and we've got Gary Cardone joining us here in the third hour. How do you feel about that,
Tim? I feel amazing. Gary is one of those guys that I have been in spaces on with Suleiman.
Right.
Grateful for Suleiman to help me get in touch with him. He is the brother of Grant Cardone.
Right.
Which I'm sure a lot of people know about who that is as well. But Gary has his own history. He has his own investments. He's a very well-established entrepreneur on his own.
And he's very interested and active in the news space. And this is the thing about being back online. Like, I wasn't on Twitter for forever, and then I got back on X, I guess it's called, but I still refer to it as Twitter, whatever. Mm-hmm. And you start getting in these spaces. You start hearing these people talk, right or wrong. Like, they're in there all the time. They're making predictions. They're actively involved. Everyone seems to be monitoring the situation nowadays.
Every single day we got something new.
Right.
Every day feels breaking, man. I really feel like every day is a new day when it comes to these situations. And it's crazy because, you know, you told me probably like 4 months ago, you know, everything was kind of like calm and there wasn't a lot happening. But you're like, as soon as something happens, you're going to see an explosion of activity online.
Well, sure. And that's normal in media and world events in general. Like, things will ebb and flow, right?
Yeah.
And you'll get to a point like right now where it seems like, and it doesn't just seem like there is, we're about to get into it, there's breaking news every 5 seconds. But we get kind of used to in the lull slowdown period where we were actually on our show breaking down causality going decades back. Yeah. And I was saying, just wait for it to happen. Just wait for it to happen. Now, you were actually more correct because you predicted it would be happening in the new year. And we were talking about this last year.
Yeah.
I thought this was all coming.
Well, there was two things we were trying to make predictions on. It was Venezuela and then the Iran conflict.
Right. Right.
I remember for the Venezuela conflict, we were like debating whether it was going to be by the end of the year, new year. I was like, I think the Venezuela thing's going to happen like right at the beginning of the year.
Right.
And then the Iran conflict, I think we both had a consensus that it was going to happen within the next couple of months.
I like the people that say nothing ever happens because, spoiler alert, things have been happening. I want to go ahead and read this before we get into the other Trump tweet selections from the past couple of days because it's unrelated to foreign policy. Well, I mean, the anchor baby thing is foreign policy, but it's not related to the war. Let's go to the new Trump tweet. It's too bad that the Supreme Court can't watch and study the Mark Levin show. I mean, you got to be kidding me. Tonight on the birthright citizenship scam. If they saw it, they would never allow that money-making hoax to continue. They should have used their powers of common sense for the good of our country. They failed miserably on the tariffs, needlessly costing the U.S. hundreds of billions of dollars in potential rebates for benefit haters. Ooh, it's always about the haters and the scammers.
Always about
okay.
The haters, brother.
Why? Don't do it again. The country can only withstand so many bad decisions from a court that just doesn't seem to care.
Okay, so I think he's,
what do you think?
I think he's saying this because he knows it's going to get turned down.
Sure.
I mean, it's pretty clear. I mean, this has been something that has existed for generation after generation. And I know where he was intending was
right.
To be one of the reasons why he was running a campaign on to stop the immigration.
Right.
And specifically, he's targeting like South America and Mexico.
I just think it's interesting that he wants all this goodwill to get all these political things done. He wants people to be receptive towards him and his ideas. And he just goes around the world and kills people.
Yeah.
Like that's what's interesting to me. And you got to keep in mind the concept of political capital, Tim. Like, you think about the political capital that Trump had from people like us in 2024. We're like, yeah. Hell yeah, please. Anything, everything, let's like do what you say.
Help us.
We love you.
Yeah.
And then you get in there and you either spend that on the policies you want to get passed domestically, or you can spend it on a giant war. So
and he's trying to get a win here, right?
Sure.
I think he sees the writing on the wall. Everybody knows the midterms are coming up.
Right.
And Trump is like, we got to win somewhere here. We overestimated the Iran conflict.
Right.
We need to be able to do something that people feel like, oh, I actually did something that I ran on to begin with.
Sure.
So that's really how I see this.
You could say I ran into a problem. you could say something like that. There's a ton of puns that you could do. I want to go to this ultimatum from Trump. This is the White House tweet. Remember when I gave Iran 10 days to make a deal to open up the Hormuz Strait? Time is running out. 48 hours before all hell will rain down on them. Glory be to God. And that's not even the crazy one, ladies and gentlemen.
Did this come after?
This is April 4th. Okay, this is an April 4th tweet, and I believe the 48-hour timeline expires today. Mm-hmm. So, like, we've entered that time now where it's real wonky, and like these ultimatums, Levin will come out, Lindsey Graham will come out and say this is what we need. So that's coming from that faction.
And then so here's the thing: it always feels like the treadmill keeps going, and it's like the marathon's almost there. The Iran conflict's going to end, and he gives a new date, like, oh, you've got 48 hours, you've got 24 hours, sure, you've got 72 hours. Because now after this one, you've got the tweet that talks about him saying Tuesday is the big day.
Yes. All right. Well, let's get into it. Let's go ahead and get into it now. I want to show the New York Post article. I think that does the best job. We can also throw the tweet up as well. I'm going to throw this over here if y'all want overhead shot. Iran vows devastating and widespread retaliations if Trump follows through with fresh strikes. Here is the original Trump threat. Tuesday will be power plant day and bridge day, all wrapped up in one in Iran, Trump posted on True Social. There will be nothing like it. Open the effing strait. And this is the thing. It's like, we're not in middle school. Like, you don't. It's like, ooh, the F word. Like, so a lot of the base does like that sort of thing. Open the effing straight, you crazy B word, or you'll be living in hell. Just watch. Praise be to Allah.
That's my president.
That's my Trump.
That's my Trump. You get them.
Praising Allah on Easter.
I know.
Very interesting for the Christian president to be doing that. And even stranger to be mocking the worldwide and American Muslim population.
That's what we were talking about earlier. Yeah. I'm like, look, it's fine if you want to play hardball. But when you mock Allah, there's one thing Muslims don't play around, and it's their religion. So this is just going to make them double down.
He wants them to attack. He wants them to do something that gives him the excuse to do ground troops. The threats from both sides were lobbed just as Iran and the U.S. received a draft proposal late Sunday calling for a 45-day ceasefire and the reopening of the Strait of Hormuz. Now, here's the thing. When you hear about stuff like this, I see it promoted on Twitter all the time. They're like, the Iranians, they want to make a deal. They're all being murdered. And it's like, no, all the other nations like the UAE, like Turkey, like Pakistan, they desperately want both peace so that their markets can be good, and they want the credit for ending this.
Yes.
So they're putting forward all these different proposals. Your thoughts?
And you know what's even wild is you look at just what's happening here domestically. Like, your dad covered this yesterday.
Right.
He's putting out a lot of tweets. He's putting out a lot of good reports. Man, the internet is just a bunch of like hounds. They're like, your father's a traitor.
Yes.
How dare he? And I do a comment. I'm like, guys, you're not even listening to what Alex is trying to say here. He's trying to get you to see the bigger picture. Your father has always been anti-war.
Sure, absolutely.
And there are people who want him to be a neocon and support the war. And your dad sees the bigger picture like the rest of us.
Well, isn't it so terrifying, though, Tim, that you see, like, maybe you think people are on the left or whatever, people crazy blue hair, like 29 genders, maybe that's a little kooky. Then you look over here now on, quote unquote, our own side, and you have people that literally they call for countries to be glass, countries to be destroyed.
Yep.
You know, ultimately, civilians to be killed, and you're like, well, I know that a lot of Americans, hopefully the majority of Americans, are peace-loving and sane and want a good future for everybody, but there is this large minority of the population, and it's both left and right, that are just nutballs, and they don't see the consequences of the actions of their policies.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it is. They go, well, you're attacking my favorite sports team. You're attacking my favorite movie star. You know, Trump's the guy I like. It's like that guy that called in, like, my buddy Trump is in a fight. And it's like, okay, well, like, when has he ever been your friend? When has he been a friend to us? He promised to be our friend, but just because someone says they're going to do something nice for you doesn't actually mean they've done the thing. We actually demand results.
Well, I mean, he had plenty of times to help in terms of the things that your family has been dealing with.
Yeah, absolutely. But here's the thing: beyond any of that, we're all just human beings. Just stop the killing, Trump.
Yeah,
just just bring our boys home, just declare victory and move on. And you know what? Maybe we can, at some level, crimes have to be accounted for. At some level, maybe we can move past this. But there's no way to do that once you do ground invasion.
So with the bridge thing came after he made this tweet, right?
Yes.
Okay. Can we where are we at with that?
All right. I'm going to go ahead and read this. And let's go to the Alex Jones tweet. Imagine if Iran bombed and destroyed the Golden Gate Bridge in California. What would you call the act? The USA, Israel, the aggressors, which they are, bombed and destroyed Iran's tallest bridge, the B-1 Bridge. This will only unify the Iranian people against Israel and the United States. This is not what Trump ran on, and this is not what we voted for. You see the huge response here. This gets like 4.5 million views, and it just has oodles and oodles of comments. And there are just so many people in here saying, like the quartering. He said, my dad's simping for Iran. It's like, well, this is civilian infrastructure, bud. You know this is a war crime, right? We're not simping for anybody. We don't want to be the aggressors because we want to have the moral high ground. We love this country. You're the ones that don't.
No, but like I look at it and I'm like, the people who are encouraging this, they know they have no immediate impact to them.
Right.
So they're like, oh, I can take this position because I live here in the comfort of America.
Yes.
And my nice cozy home. I get to go to to sleep with my little snuggies and my pillows.
No. You wake up in the onesie, you put on your little twinkle toe slippers, and then you get in like the giant loaded F-250 and you go to Chick-fil-A and you get like 10 sandwiches and you pass out drunk.
And at the red light, he's sitting there, we need to bomb the Iranians more.
Yes. On X, on TikTok, spurging out, saying they love the president at any cost. Oh, look at that. Love you, Dad. You're a real one. Love you too, champ.
And so, yeah, you see, some people are like, Alex has always been anti-war. That is a good statement. And then other people, okay, so this is where the quartering steps.
All right.
Can you pause it there?
Let's pause it there. I struck values through some of the most insane shit ever said. Sorry. Quite honestly, a lot of it ended up true, LOL, with this whole simping for Iran thing. So pause it right here. We'll just talk about it just for a second. This whole simping for Iran thing. I'm going to read out my dad's tweet for you again. Imagine if Iran bombed and destroyed the Golden Gate Bridge in California. What would you call the act? The USA, Israel, the aggressors, bombed and destroyed Iran's tallest bridge, the B-1 Bridge. This will only unify the Iranian people against Israel and the United States. This is not what Trump ran on, not what we voted for. That's all objectively true. So where in here is there simping for Iran? Can you show me where he's trying to lick the Ayatollah?
Well, I mean, look. Simping for Iran means you have to be for the war. You have to be for bombing civilians. You have to be for escalation of this conflict. And the thing that I was talking about yesterday, and I made a comment, I'm like, guys, the bigger picture here is if we don't de-escalate soon,
right,
the larger implications are going to be felt at home. You're not even thinking about the people who are already struggling from all the mess that the Biden administration did just 4 to 5 years ago.
Yes.
Those prices haven't come down. The only thing you saw come down were the gas prices that's on, you know, the gas station sticker tag. But everything that happened with food, everything that happened with the inflation of the housing market, none of that has actually come down to a level. So we're only going to keep going up. And just keep piling and compounding the mess that we're already in.
And, you know, what we like to do here is we like to break it down for you guys. And I was sitting in there getting prepped for the show, and Tim walks in. And, Tim, you just showed me, like, some incredibly phenomenal information.
Okay, yeah.
I want to get into that maybe next segment so we have full time for it. I just want to give people a little hint here. We're talking about the oil tankers and the speed they move. I didn't even know it's basically a bicycle.
Yep.
Right? So there
I think
all
it's like 15 knots or 12 knots.
So they're all
super slow.
There are all these global catastrophes that are happening in slow motion. We haven't even really felt the full effects of it. And these people in the comment section, they think that they have a magic wand to just control the earth and just make everything work out. When you even disturb or make one of these systems tremble, it's bordering on global crisis, and we're already far past that.
Yep.
That's what we're upset about. And you look at someone like I see Mario Newfall getting hate from people, and all I see is a guy being positive trying to stop the war.
I mean, Mario has always tried to put out as much news and good news as possible.
Right.
And that's what I've seen from his channels, right?
I know that we've been a little bit blackpilled, but I want to keep in mind we're always praying for hope. We want this to stop.
Yeah.
Okay? And I feel like a lot of the time, like, we hate empire, of course, and we don't like illegal wars, but a lot of the time people are just like, we're going into the black pit of hell.
Mm-hmm.
Let's avoid that. Let's just get them to pull out. Trump always chickens out. Why can't he do it again? Right? Like, he hasn't gone in already. Like, Lord have mercy and God forbid and everything. Hopefully he doesn't today. But I see this honestly as a good sign. I thought they would have already done it.
And so I think why your dad has been commenting on the state of Trump's physical health is because there's no logical conclusion to how somebody could just continue to double down and triple down and just continue to bring us closer
and closer
and say different things. And it's like, borderline schizo in certain aspects, not calling him schizophrenic. Well, but what again,
what does the word schizophrenic mean, Tim? Do you know?
No, go ahead.
It means split head. So he literally is schizophrenic. He says one thing, he does another thing. That's literally textbook definition of what schizophrenia is to the audience. Mm-hmm. It's what the Latin means. It means split head. And we look at all of this. We see Trump and we see a guy that's 79 years old that's having these problems. And we go, okay, so we're the people that report the news. We watch Biden for 4 years basically be dead. And now we can't talk about something that we're seeing that's an issue. You know, so we have to be real here. We can't play favorites with the people that we like. We got to cover the topics as they come. Well,
so let's say this. For the people who are defending Trump, they're defending all the actions that are coming here. Let's just play a hypothetical situation, okay? Let's say it's no longer Donald Trump doing this, right, and we just slide Biden or Kamala into this situation.
Right.
Do you think all of those people who are defending the actions would still be defending the actions if it was somebody who was on the left?
And you can see the evidence of that. You can see the evidence. Everyone, all the cat turd, Eric Doherty saying, oh, if Kamala's here, she's going to take us to war. We don't want war. So did you not want war or did you just not want Kamala?
And that's
what we got to decipher here.
That is what we have to decipher. And the whole point here on InfoWars, and Rex and I, we always talk about this. It's being ideologically consistent.
Right.
Because if you just move your feelings or your opinions based on the flow of the news.
Are your feelings.
Yeah. It makes you not have a backbone and you can't be considered legitimate because then you don't actually stand on anything.
Right. You don't stand on business, as they say. Right. Because there's no business to stand on and your positions are your emotions.
Right.
I feel like that would be a great way to surmise it. We see a lot of that.
I mean, and we know who said that earlier when he came on and debated you. He basically said, well, I just, you know, it's how I feel. And it's like, okay, so you have no real opinion that stands the test of time?
Well, I also like the assumption, and this comes from a lot of people that are older. I love people that are older, but it's the concept of young man, you don't know how the world really works. It's all bad. All our leaders are just, you can't accept good things out of them. Where does that come from? Where does that come from exactly? Thinking that things can never get better and they can only perpetually get worse. And we have to be happy when it slows down.
I mean, it's what social media wants you to feel now.
Yes.
Every single moment that you stay on this algorithm and they keep you in the loop of this like doom and gloom.
Yes, yes.
Somebody's making money off of advertisement. Somebody's making money off of just the fear mongering and getting you to like feel anxiety and go and panic buy. So when people are speaking out and trying to get you to like wake up, smell the roses, realize this isn't a good thing, it goes against what the dark side of the internet wants you to do.
And what this whole broadcast really is about is taking control over your own life and giving yourself the power of having the information so you don't actually have to rely on one of these tainted mainstream media news sources. And that empowers you in every aspect of life, physically, mentally, everything. Because, you know, you're a free human being out there in the world living your life, doing what you got to do, not what some government tells you to do or not what some company tells you to do.
And the last thing I'll say on this, you look at like CNN, they're like, Trump is a dictator and he's the worst man alive. And they just try to like swallow up every ounce of like negativity they can put. And then you go on Fox and they're like, glorious Trump,
the dear leader.
He's doing the best thing ever. And it's like, no, guys, you both have it wrong. Okay.
Sure.
There's nuances to this. Let's not take this to extremes.
The reality is that he's not even that important. That's what the real reality is, and we've had people like Simon Dixon on, and we've discussed this at length. Ultimately, he's middle management at best, and what he represents is the continuation or end of the empire.
Right.
So when we point things out about him, we critique him, it really is like, you know, Uncle Sam. Right, like he is a representation of the physical representation, a big, powerful, but old, bloated, weakened, like rich white guy. Like that's literally the archetype of what America has become.
And then, you know, if we just think about Iran in this conflict, they are their own individual mentality, okay? And we're seeing that Iran is vowing. Well, we're seeing, let's read this article, because Iran vows retaliation.
Yeah,
and this is retaliation to the bridge, right?
Yeah, well, they're saying if there are further attacks, so this is the thing, they're already putting up with a lot. But I think this is following the ultimatum. Maybe we can show some images from here because I've already read this one. We can look at what they've done already. If we can look at that tanker system there that's been destroyed, as well as smoke billowing from a vessel following explosion from the port of Bandar. The president has so far been cautious about hitting power plants in Iran amid fears it could inhabit or inhibit the country's ability to recover after the conflict ends. But they come out and say, we didn't even have the tweet for today. They come out and say, we want to send them to the Stone Age. Well, how is that legitimate? How does that make other people around the world want to make deals with us, think that we're friendly and safe? If I'm an American and I want to go vacation somewhere, if I go vacation over there, the people are going to hate me because they know that I'm probably going to bomb their country. In the same way, when the Israelis go around, like a lot of the times they're getting shunned from places because they're like, you know, like, hey, they're your oil embargo. Like, come on.
Well, and the bigger problem here is the governments are not always representative of the people who live in the country itself.
Oh, no, absolutely.
The same struggles we have here when we went through the Biden administration. Now the people are feeling buyer's remorse for Trump and everything. The same thing is happening for these other countries, too. Every Iranian does not agree with what the Ayatollah does.
And so
when you see a guy call in here and be like, those Muzzies, I'll kill 50 of them,
those
throat
pigs,
cutters.
That's
and then,
right. That's
yeah,
right.
And he's calling them pigs. And it's like, dude, that's not the same as the people. They're not the ones going out there and doing, you know, the terrorist
attacks.
Well,
let's just do a little bomb experiment. Or not bomb experiment. Let's do a little thought experiment. Let's just say I want to bomb the entire continent of Africa because I don't like them. Mm. Is that a joke? Is that a funny ha-ha time? You see what I'm saying? Is that, oh, la, la, la. Now, imagine if we were actually doing that. Oh, wait, we are. We're bombing Nigeria. So, like, it's just, it's so insane. It's so hypocritical. All these people are complete fruit balls, power mad fruit balls, as my dad would say. But we're going to cover that and a lot more. I want to read you a little bit about the bridge itself and let you know it is civilian infrastructure. This is one other thing we were seeing people say, oh, no, it's not. Oh, no, it's not.
I'm still confused because okay. I'm seeing people say it is. I'm seeing some people say it's not. I know the bridge has not been fully built yet, right?
Yeah, it's the unfinished B-1 bridge in Karaj, Iran. It was attacked by the U.S. with two missiles, causing it to partially collapse. 8 people were killed and at least 95 are wounded. Now, that's a light day for us. According to the Iranian news agency, it was a double-tap attack. And the double-tap attack occurred once first responders had arrived to assist victims of the first strike. This is not a military landing zone. They're not bringing missiles across there. This is an unfinished bridge, and it's the tallest bridge in Iran. It's a civil engineering masterpiece. That's the purpose of it. Like,
okay.
They targeted their tallest bridge for a reason.
And that's why your dad is making the equivalency to the Golden Gate Bridge because, I mean, one, it looks like the Golden Gate Bridge, but it's also a status for these
people. And what's the quickest way to make a terrorist, Tim? Bomb somebody's house.
Yeah,
it's bomb somebody's house. Quickest way to make a terrorist is almost like we want them to hate us. It's almost like that's our calculation.
Look at those photos.
Truly incredible. But we're going to be coming back with this and more after the break. Tim's got a phenomenal little deep dive. And then we got the major deep dive for you being joined by Gary Cardone in the third hour. You aren't going to want to miss this. I want to tell you right now, if you're not taking Methylene Blue, we got the best, thealexjonesstore.com, Methylene Blue, Methylene Red, T3 Trifecta Iodine, the phenomenal power plant and methyl drive products that I created. You're going to want to go there right now and check out the deals.
Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there with triple action, taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone. That is the precursor to glutathione and just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, giving them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com for 50% off.